You know, and one thing about Black history a lot of people don't really realize is that, you know, everything that the Black man has touched since the dawn of time has been bad. First of all, if you go back biblically to Genesis and God says, let there be light, there's no Black in that spectrum, technically. Like, ultimately, there's no white in the spectrum, but the result of all that color comes to be white. Like, every color combined is white. Now, if you talk about in terms of art, where every color mixed together becomes brown or black, you know, that's true. That's a world truth. But if you look at the consequences of that, Van Gogh, you know, he went down a bad road. Leonardo da Vinci was gay and he went to hell, and so forth. You know, art, you know, artistry, painters that recognize that every color ultimately represents black has come to the wrath of God. Now, if you just take that fundamental light, that white light that gives everything on earth life, and you say, well, yeah, well, there's darkness too. Darkness is black, and, you know, what beauty has come from the darkness, really, technically? You know, vampire bats, and, you know, I mean, look at the depths of the ocean. There's nothing but sin down there with how, you know, ugly those creatures are. I mean, you don't get peacocks in the bottom of the ocean. You get peacocks in the light of the sun, you know, the white light of the sun. That's what I'm saying. And then, you know, take Africa, for example. In Africa, you know, first of all, ridden completely with the AIDS. I mean, I didn't invent it. I didn't bring it to Africa. You know, it was practically invented there. You know, I mean, the first tribes that tried to advance a society on Africa, I don't know if it was, I don't know what they did, but somehow they created AIDS. Some say it was by fucking monkeys. I like to say that the Black men were smart enough at the time to invent AIDS and kill themselves. I don't really know the motivation behind it, but, you know, you can't really figure out the Black men. And then, you know, you take, like, basketball. Basketball. Who plays basketball? You know? Black people do. You know how basketball was invented, don't you? They were in Africa, and one tribe was going to another tribe to steal a stereo. And there was just this, I don't know what it was, somehow there was a pole with a hoop and a net, and they just started dunking. I mean, that's how crazy it is. They had a mission to go steal that stereo from the other tribe. And mind you, that's another thing, is they'll steal from their own. You know, I mean, it's not the same tribe, but they're still the same people, you know, and they don't care. I mean, if they have the stereo and they want it, they need it. But look how easily distracted they were by the hoop. They just had to go dunking. You know? I mean, you know, that's bullshit. If fucking white person had a mission, they were gonna accomplish it. You know? We go to, I think that we should have a mission to go eradicate Africa. Because if you look at just our country, you know, Oakland and Detroit and Philadelphia, I mean, what more is there to say? Those are the most AIDS-ridden areas of the country. The most crime-ridden areas of the country. And, I mean, the 76ers? Hello? The Pistons? The Oakland basketballers? They all have AIDS.